She has made herself pretty to be ready for a perfect intro.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I promised you not to go into that field.
Shit.
But
no.
but you made me to think of intro. No. So today I came after the after very hot weather, and I was thinking how, like, now I understand how people live in those, like, warm countries like ancient Greece or something. And why they had so many philosophers and so on who are thinking about some random...
Okay, fast forward, like, get me into the shame and let's move over.
Okay, the shame was that he was telling me for half an hour about pedophiles in ancient Greece. This is my intro. So how are you doing?
Much worse than 55 seconds ago.
I thought that it would motivate you to start the podcast earlier.
This would motivate me to come up with intros myself. From now on.
But like, it's too late. So we came today to talk about the motivation because our motivation was below
how
zero.
How is motivation related to pedophiles and ancient Greece?
Well, I started about ancient Greece because it was very hot there and they were...
Hot.
It was very hot there, and I was wondering what they've been doing there, so probably...
So today's episode is about motivation.
Yes.
So what motivated people in ancient Greece is...
My answer was their motivation was to create their air conditioner because it was so hot.
That's why they used to conquer countries.
Yes.
to look for perfect air conditioner. Like.
Yeah, they've been just searching for a country where it would be at least colder. So, you know,
yeah,
to chill there. So, yes, the motivation.
Motivation, your motivation. I've been kicking you for the whole week to work.
Yes.
Like in that meme with the pig.
Yes, I was feeling like this fat-ass pig, you know, who is laying down.
Yeah.
And you're just kicking me like work because I cannot do anything at this hot weather.
Mm-hmm. And the funny part was that, like, look, after a week of kicking her,
yes,
I'm like, look, Lara, I'm kicking you not because I'm mean or something, because that's the only thing that works. Because, like, the best way to motivate Lara is to be nice to her, like, so she's motivated and, like, so she has reason to work. But, like, when it's so hot, she feels so bad that nothing can motivate her except for violence.
No.
Yes.
I think you were kicking me not because you wanted to motivate me. You just was so sad that you have a lot of work to do and I don't have much work to do right now. So.
No, just because you're much more efficient with work than I. Like, the amount of work that I have is much smaller than what you have. It's just like, normally, my work is...
To drink.
to be awesome, yeah, to be myself.
Yes.
And now I have actual, like, work to do. And I forgot how to do stuff.
And you're struggling so much. He's like going around for half of the day struggling like, oh my God, I have to work.
Back and forth like a karate kid.
Oh my God, I have to work.
And
so much work to do.
But the deadlines do motivate me a lot. And like the reason why I'm struggling, like there are many reasons why I'm struggling. Mostly because I forgot how to work.
Uh-huh.
Because like you're doing all the work.
Yes.
But the what motivates me and this kind of work that I have to do now you cannot do, so that's
yes,
the reason why I'm doing it. But what motivates me is the deadline
because
I see it on the horizon.
Yeah, because you know that it's gonna be over
tired
when you will stop working. Because I was thinking also what motivates me to work, and like for me motivation is something very small, you know, like the next week gonna be rainy again and cold, or like some
and
day
I'm gonna stop kicking you because like you're gonna be chill.
Yes, and like, you know, such small things and you're like, yeah, I will stop working.
Yeah, but like
for me will nothing change after the deadline, after
well, like,
our lunch. You know, nothing will change for me. So for me, the deadline, it's not a motivation at all.
You may get a bit more work, but it's fine because you like working.
I mean, I will get a bit different work, but I don't think it will be more. So for
it
me, it's okay.
I hope it will be more so I have less.
No. So it's okay, you know. The
mm-hmm
deadline does motivate me.
Yeah, like for me, the deadline is a motivation because I know how much stuff I have to do. I know that nobody else can do this and I have to ship and to deliver. And since I work with people and they have whatever vacations, then many people decided to take a slower summer because of the war and because like, hey, I want to defocus and like just, you know, lie on the
it's
beach.
It's summer, of course.
Off.
Everybody wants to take a rest, like a vacation.
And I want people to do something for me or
yes
for us.
Yes.
And they're like,
I will answer you in 2 weeks and they forget and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to poke them. And it's lots of manual work, which is very personal. And I need to talk to each person individually in their language, with their culture. And obviously that's exhausting. I mean, like, you have to talk to a few dudes and you're totally nervous.
Yes, because they don't want to talk the topics that I want to talk about. So that's the... I mean, I'm trashing men and they don't want to participate in that dialogue.
You want them
so.
To send you a picture and a nice bio.
Yes. And the only one did like that.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Petras Malinauskas. Like, dude, like, she remembers you.
Every week I'm going around saying like, oh my God, Petras is the best man in the world. But you know what's interesting? For you, I think it's very hard to work right now because we just talked a few minutes ago about this. That you consider a good week when you, I don't know.
Have shipped lots of stuff.
Yeah, shipped. Like, and like when you are working with people, it's very hard to.
It's a process.
Yeah, it's like very
it's
long process,
process.
And like, it's very hard to say like, uh-huh. Now it's shipped. And
yeah.
It takes a lot of time. Because for me, I don't care about that.
About people. You don't care about anybody, I know.
I mean, like, for me, it's not the result. Result is sophisticating.
Yeah, it's funny how for you the satisfaction, for example, when you're drawing,
yes.
When you come up with an idea, like, it is unfinished. Like, you may have drawn a sketch and, you know, you already feel how it's going to look.
Yes, when I created already the idea and brief sketch and I know that it will look good, I'm already satisfied.
Yeah.
And
you
I'm
get
like,
your checkbox.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, it's done. And then like when
then
I finish more mechanical work, yeah. Let's say, I'm feeling like, yeah.
Yeah, since it's going to take like at least a week for you, like for bigger drawings, like to finish.
Well, yeah, usually
because
less.
Because you have other works
yeah.
as well. Like, but
yeah.
like a few focus days still.
Yes.
So it's interesting that you get the checkbox when you come up with the idea. For me, it's differently. For example, whatever, yesterday or the day before yesterday, like we have signed up to companies to sort of join us as partners. But until I get their logos on our website, I don't consider the work done. And I don't
yes.
get the satisfaction part.
Yes. This is interesting. And
yeah.
maybe this is...
Same with mentors. Like people promise me to join. It's like, hey, dude, like awesome stuff. Cool thing that you're doing. We're joining. And like, no. I want to see you on the website with the picture and all that. Until
Dio
that, I don't
and
get
stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Until that, I don't. My part is not done. So
well,
I
you don't feel
satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Yeah.
yeah. So,
because my part is not done.
Well, yeah. And probably this can also influence your motivation because you're like doing something constantly and
yeah.
it never finishes.
And it's like hundreds of thousands of parallel threads that yeah. And it's all in my head and it's very exhausting.
Poor you, finally got a work. Oh my God, I'm so sorry for you. Oh no.
Let's talk about something else. Like
no.
the bigger picture.
Okay.
The bigger picture. What? Like, I mean, we have just discussed on a micro level. Let's talk about the macro level. Like, why are we doing this thing overall? Is it for money? Is it because we want to help Ukrainians? Is it because we want to, I don't know, to prove something to our masters, to your mamochka? Like, what makes you want to do it? Like, previously it was like the start of visit because you didn't want to go to Belarus.
Yes.
Now
well,
you feel
still
stable.
No, it's still, I have only 4 1 year, so I still have, you know,
yeah,
like some concerns.
But, like, you know
about...
that it's reproducible, that what we're doing is good enough for the migration and for the government, like, and that, like, they will not send you back to Belarus. So
I hope
stable.
So. Yeah, like how we discussed a few minutes before when we've been discussing podcast, everything, I think there is no just one thing that motivates
yeah.
the most. Is it about money? Yeah, of course, it's like still about the business because we want to survive, we want to...
Yeah, but that's the nuance. Like, do we want to get rich? And it was very fun for me to discuss it. Like, today I don't have an urge to be rich because I don't want to enjoy my life and like to focus on myself and my life until while the world is in the shit. Like, obviously, if I was earning lots of money before the war started, I would just like get a set of funds, like to the war relief funds or like to help people. I would have continued like earning a lot and all that.
Uh-huh.
But right now, I just want to focus on more mentally satisfying things, as in like helping Ukrainians to find a job in Europe. And while this is still part of the business idea, I mean, we're making money of it, Because we need to like sustain our business and to grow it in order to survive and to help more people.
Honestly, also, is it only about Ukrainians? Not exactly.
But
it is.
Without them, we could have focused on Eastern Europeans because
we are still focusing on this. We are like continue doing the same, but like also we are helping Ukrainians. So you know, it's like
we have special place in our hearts. We adapt a lot to
for
how
them?
They function.
Yes.
And let's be honest, it's free for them. So it means a lot.
Yeah.
Not for Belarusians, for example, while we both have connections to Belarus. And I mean, in Belarus, like there is like shit going on too. But for some reason, we focus on the Ukrainians.
Well, because they have war. Yeah. This is a bit different, you know. And so, yeah, it's about everything and money.
Yeah, but like, it's interesting that you don't want to be rich today, too. Why is that?
I've never been rich. I don't know how it is.
Okay, but like, at some point.
At some point, maybe, yes. That would be very nice.
How would you tell your boyfriend? It's like, hey, so we have raised 3 million monies.
I bet he would be like, ok. And like my mamochka would be like, ok.
Okay.
So everybody would be fine about that. It's okay. Nobody cares. So
what about the whole project? Like, do you want to be a successful, whatever, co-founder, businesswoman? Do you feel like that's what motivates you? What brings you forward?
A bit, maybe.
Is it like, again, for your mamochka or for yourself?
For myself, because my mamochka doesn't care about it. She would be like, what? So you're not a programmer?
But like she wanted you to...
So it doesn't... No, it's only about myself and my inner feeling.
So you can stop saying yourself like, hey, I'm a machine in front of the mirror every morning. I can do it.
Yeah, like I can skip my 10 minutes motivational speech to myself in the mirror. I don't do it
in case. You would just look into your bank account and it's like, ok.
Ok. I wish I can get into this mental state where I would be like reacting ok to everything. I think it's some high level shit.
Mm-hmm, yeah. The reason, another reason while we're talking about the motivation is that the phase of project that we're in, it's like few months before the deadline, and after that we're gonna have more work, and after that I'll eventually can get back to doing nothing, as in raising money, getting new seed round, like just continue being myself, go to the parties,
drink
awesome,
with some rich dudes.
Yeah. Because that's what where I thrive. For example, you cannot do this, but you're very decent and just sitting and working and delivering stuff.
Yes,
like doing 10 works in parallel and doing everything great.
Yes.
It's perfect. And I can get back to like...
drinking with dudes, yes.
Yeah, but again, you cannot do this. And I cannot work.
Well, so but sometimes you have to sacrifice with something. Sometimes I'm going to networking events, you know, too. Never succeed. But anyway...
Yeah, you hang with somebody you like and enjoy your evening.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and you helped me to organize my birthday party, which was a networking event. So like, I'm grateful to you for
that. I help you sometimes to organize your speeches and conferences.
Not sometimes, I think 100% of times.
Yeah, so you know, I'm just like on the background helping, but not quite.
Let's people give her the credits. Like most talk pitches, they go through her. I mean, like, everything about my public appearance actually goes through.
Yes,
her.
Because I don't want that you would shame our project, so, you know.
Yeah, like this dude. Yeah, so that's why we're waiting for spring. I'm really waiting for that. Like, the deadline, that much makes me, like, to work, to not slack. And I'm hoping for spring. It's funny that usually people are waiting for spring in winter.
Yeah, and we are already in the summer. Well, how I said, only such small things as raining next week motivates me. So I think it's ok.
Yeah. I just think it's fun to discuss publicly what motivates us, like as a big picture and on a daily life. And look into this, you know, chemical processes and mental processes. And I don't know, it's just fun.
That's your outro.
I think we should stop.
Okay.